It was sort of not the easiest decision for either one of them. I mean, I think that clearly before it became public, Obama had pretty much made up his mind. But perhaps not such an easy thing for Senator Clinton. She, after a life of living in the shadow of her husband, had finally her own independent power base in the U.S. Senate. And leaving the U.S. Senate means that she would have to leave that independent power base and go work for someone else again. In addition to that, there are a lot of issues like health care that she was finally going to get a chance to work on with a Democratic president, with a Democratic Senate with a large majority, and she's going to have to walk away from her domestic policy portfolio, which she clearly cares about.
Hillary Clinton's the junior senator from New York. So has she amassed any clout for the state?
Well, yes and no. In terms of the Senate power structure, Charles Schumer is, of course, the senior senator over in the House. Congressman Charles Rangel is head of the Ways and Means Committee. Both of them have a lot of power. Senator Schumer, on top of that, was head of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee and helped bring about this large Democratic majority. So both of them clearly have a lot of power within the Senate power structure. Senator Clinton didn't chair a committee and was, in fact, many places in line behind chairing a committee, behind other more senior senators. On the other hand, she had this national power base that came from having run a national campaign, having almost won the Democratic nomination. So she had power that came from outside the Senate. And I think one of the issues clearly that was in her going on this week was the issue of whether she would be junior enough in the Senate power structure to make it difficult for her to accomplish some of her domestic policy goals. So on paper, there's not that much of a loss of power for New York, but perhaps more symbolically, having had a Democratic nominee almost for president is something that did help the state.
What's the procedure for replacing Clinton if she takes... if she accepts the position?
Well, first of all, there has to be an official announcement. And the Obama campaign has signaled that that will not come until after Thanksgiving because the president-elect wants to have his entire national foreign policy team in place before an official announcement is made. So first, there would have to be an official announcement. Then Governor David Patterson would appoint a successor.
Who is under consideration?
Well, there's a number of issues that the governor has to think through. And interestingly, this becomes a lot more about consolidating his own power. Remember, David Patterson was sort of an accidental governor. He came in after former Governor Spitzer resigned and never really had a chance to consolidate his own power base. So here's an opportunity to do that. Number of factors he needs to consider. One is upstate. And upstate New York is feeling a little unrepresented. All of the statewide elected officials are from New York City right now. In addition to that, the Assembly Speaker and the person poised to be the leader of the state Senate are also from New York City. So one big consideration is sort of bringing upstate New York back into the fold. That is a significant part of the state, although not obviously the majority. The majority of New Yorkers live in the city and its suburbs.
Are there some names floating around right now?
Well, there are some names. There are some congressmen from upstate. Congressman Brian Higgins from the Buffalo area is one person. Congresswoman Gillibrand from the Albany area is another person under consideration, although she's relatively junior. Countervailing against the upstate concern are that this obviously is a seat that was held by prominent figures, Hillary Clinton, Robert Kennedy before her many years ago, and it's a position with great stature. It's also a position that's now been held by a woman, and if it's not a woman, there would be no women in statewide positions.
And also
the growing Latino majority in New York. There are almost more Latinos than there are African Americans. So Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez from Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan is a name that has been thrown about.